Welcome back to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet, second hour. This is your host, Cindy McGurl, and today I'm featuring Steve Swallow, mostly with Paul Modian, not always though, and because he's playing down in Portland. I'm going to give you that information again. This is put on by the Portland Conservatory of Music and Dimensions in Jazz, and it's at Woodford's Church, which is just off of Forest Avenue in Portland. And it's a really nice sound in there. I've been to a couple of concerts there, and they get some really great jazz people. And it's the Mike McGinnis Trio playing at 8 o'clock. Mike McGinnis on clarinet, Steve Swallow on bass, and Art Land on piano. And they have a release on Sunnyside Records of a CD called Recurring Dream. That's what they're promoting. And it should be fun. I've never met Steve Swallow before. I've corresponded with him a little bit, so I'm looking forward to it. And I'm going to start off the second hour with Paul Modian's composition From Time to Time. First, we're going to hear it from three guys, and then we're going to hear it on Trio 2000 plus one.
Oh,
You just heard two versions of Paul Modian's composition From Time to Time. That was from the 2000+1 trio album, Winter in Winter release. And before that, we heard the version from Three Guys, which I've been featuring today with Lee Konitz, Steve Swallow, and Paul Modian. I'm going to read a little bit more from Paul's notebook from the tour that he did when they recorded Three Guys. It's a European tour with Lee Konitz and Steve Swallow. Last night's gig, Widder Bar, very small club, two sets, two audiences. The first set was okay, was good. Catherine set up the drums and also supplied the cymbals. She brought five or six cymbals, all okay. But I only used one. She had carried the cymbals with her on her bicycle. Very heavy, very hard work, and I only used one cymbal. She also said she met me before. I don't remember. But she was the sound man at Moods when I played there with the Electric Bebop band. Last night's second set. Ugh, phew, stinks. The second set last night really sucked. I hated it. I hated the music. I thought it was awful. Shameful and embarrassing. My fault? Yes. The night has a thousand eyes. I couldn't hear it. No melody, nothing. I played terribly. It was a drag. Paul Modian, not always satisfied. next up, I have Steve Swallow's tune, Ladies Waiters, from Three Guys. And when we come back, I'm going to read a little bit about Steve Swallow for those who don't know his history.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You just heard the song Floater, a Paul Blay composition, and that is from his 1962 release Footloose, and that's Paul Blay on piano, Steve Swallow on bass, and Paul LaRocca on drums. And before that, we heard Ladies Waiters, a Steve Swallow tune from Three Guys. So I'm going to read a little bit about Steve Swallow from Wikipedia. In 1960, Steve Swallow left Yale, where he was studying composition, and settled in New York City, playing at the time in Jimmy, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, Giuffre's Trio, along with Paul Blay. After joining Art Farmer's Quartet in 1963, Swallow began to write. It is in the 1960s that his long-term association with Gary Burton's various bands began. In the early 1970s, Swallow switched exclusively to electric bass guitar, of which he prefers the five-string variety. Swallow was among the first jazz bassists to do so, with much encouragement from Roy Haynes, one of Swallow's favorite drummers. He plays with a pick made of copper by Hotlicks, and his style involves intricate solos in the upper register. He was one of the early adopters of the high C string on a bass guitar. It's kind of the Bob Dylan of the jazz world, going electric. In 1974 to 1976, Swallow taught at the Berklee College of Music. He contributed several of his compositions to the Berklee students who assembled the first edition of The Real Book. He later recorded an album, Real Book, with a picture of a well-worn coffee-stained book on the cover. In 1978, Swallow became an essential and constant member of Carla Bley's band. He has been Bley's romantic partner since the 1980s. So that's a little background. And we're going to hear a little bit of Steve Swallow with Gary Burton, too. But first we're going to hear, got two long songs. But before I start, I want to remind you that you're listening to Community Radio, 93.3 FM, WRFR, Low Power Radio, Rockland, Maine, and streaming online at WRFR.org. And I want to thank my partner, the Camden Conference, for helping to bring Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet to the radio airwaves. So first we're going to hear from Three Guys, a song called Thingin', written by Lee Konitz. And then we're going to hear a 1966 live London recording from a TV show, a version of Scrapple from the Apple, with Stan Getz, Gary Burton, Steve Swallow, and Roy Haynes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Once again, Gary Burton playing another one of his own tunes that features himself. This one, he's fixed it so none of us have to play with him. He plays with all 8 mallets and 4 hands. Something from one of his albums. It's called The Sunset Bell. Gary Burton.
And that was a 1966 recording from London, England. And it was a TV show, I believe. And they played Scrapple from the Apple. Stan Getz on tenor saxophone. Gary Burton on vibes. Steve Swallow on bass. And that's an acoustic bass before he went electric. And Roy Haynes on drums. And before that, we heard Thingin', a Lee Konitz tune from our featured album today, Three Guys, with Paul Modian, Steve Swallow, and Lee Konitz. And I think I have just enough time for 2 more cuts. So I want to thank you for listening to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. And I'll be back next week with another show. And to take us to the top of the hour, we're going to hear from three guys, Come Rain or Come Shine, Arlen Mercer tune. And then we're going to go with Sad Old Candle, a Steve Swallow tune from his album, Into the Woodwork. I forgot to remind you that Steve Swallow is playing tonight in Portland at Woodford's Church with the Mike McGinnis Trio, 8 o'clock, just off Forest Avenue in Portland. And we're going to go to the top of the hour with Sad Old Candle, a Steve Swallow composition.
Thank you.